fundraising trip. And we are, so it's not just about raising funds, but about awareness. Because whoever, I'm assuming you all know about Jamaica Relief Ministry or have heard about us. So real quick, I'm going to share how Jamaica Relief Ministries came about. And I'm going to try and condense it. So if I say a lot, it's because I'm trying to think. So leave me alone for saying Back in 2001, Floyd and Ellen Yoder, you probably don't know them, but they moved to Jamaica, and four girls moved down. Single girls, at least 18 years old, and they volunteered at Blossom Gardens Children's Home. They also helped out with a school, little school at up at Mount Pilier called Blackburn Learning Center. So it started out as six people. After 1 year, boy, they are not happy, are they? After 1 year, Verba and myself and our children, Carrington was almost 6 years old, and our youngest, and we were there for 3.5 years. During that time, we started we were foster parents, and we've been involved ever since, back and forth. And that was a little house in Reading, which is now called our Hannah House. But we moved to a different facility where we are now. And boy, is that enough on history? What do I need to say on history? So we started out as, so one little story, I'll tell you a story. Jaheim, can I click this thing? Yeah. Hey. So this is Jaheim. This was back in 2007. This is on the veranda of our house. There he was about 2 years old, I think. I think he came to us when he was about 8 months old. And this little guy, he would be on the carpet before he could talk. And as you walk past him, he would look up at you and he would go, just like that. And so I would talk back to him. Like, it almost sounded like he was like a Chinese or something. He wasn't, but he just wanted to communicate. He just wanted to talk, but he couldn't talk, obviously. This is Jaheim. Him and his family, he was adopted to South Dakota, Christian family, and about every other year they come down and they visit. And so in 2019, we got this picture. I want to share a two-minute video of Jaheim just reminiscing about a few things. Maybe this is, tricky.
So first of all, when I came here, I was about 8 months old, so I was just a wee little guy, right? Like, I wasn't too big. I remember a whole lot when I was really that little, but man, I had some of the greatest memories here. I can tell you that for sure. Basically, I was here from 8 months old to about 7 years old, and man, in that time frame, it's been the longest since I've lived on the island, the most, I guess, memorable moments. It's been great, it's been fantastic, but definitely some of those, like, the most memorable things about being in JRM and, like,
Hey everybody, my name is Jaheim. I'm 17 years old now. Man, it's been such a long time since I've been here, but it's great to be back at JRM. So first of all, when I came here, I was about 8 months old, so I was just a wee little guy, right? Like, I wasn't too big. I remember a whole lot when I was really that little, but man, I had some of the greatest memories here. I can tell you that for sure. Basically, I was here from 8 months old to about 7 years old. And man, in that time frame, it's been the longest since I've lived on the island, the most, I guess, memorable moments. It's been great, it's been fantastic, but definitely some of those, like, the most memorable things about being in JRM and, like, the feeling you get was the concept of family. I definitely remember, you know, going to school in the surrounding area of Montego Bay, and school was great. But I remember a lot of the time seeing a bunch of my friends and how close they were with their families, and they'd have different outings, they would talk about it. And even though I didn't have those mom and dad father figures, I would have the aunties here and the moms here that would just basically make me feel loved. And that's what I really remember. I remember Christmases and birthdays basically asking for the things I wanted, and I would actually get them. Eventually, when I found out Santa Claus isn't real, sorry guys, it's but I do remember just getting great gifts. I remember 6th birthday, I asked for a green bike. And I kid you not, I got a green bike, and it was one of the greatest birthday presents I remember having. I remember riding it out through here, actually, standing up on the seat and going around the little roundabout outside there. And that was amazing. But definitely the feeling of having a family and just also being solid and grounding, and also in a faith too that I still believe in and I practice a lot still to this day, was also big. And just doing devotions and praying before bed, doing Bible verses, and actually getting chocolate for doing them correctly. I do remember that as well. But just honestly, just that concept of just having a good family and just you know, being let know that you're loved and that you're cared for was definitely some of the greatest feelings that, you know, I had being here. And so I will definitely be back, hopefully sooner rather than later. I'll keep you guys posted with sports, athletics, and what I got going on in life. Graduate high school in about one more year. I'm super excited, taking ACT prep and all that good stuff. Doing sports as well, track. Hey, hopefully get to state this year for the 100 and 200 meter relays. Hey, I'll keep you guys posted. But other than that, guys, it's been a blast. I'll visit again soon, and thank you guys. Love y'all.
He obviously still likes to talk. On and on. So we went from 6 people to 40. It has been a journey. Now, 40 would include all the children, too. There are quite a few missing. I think 5 or 6 people missing on this picture. But so we have grown by leaps and bounds, and it has been a complete joy to be involved in something bigger than myself, than ourself. I think, I'll go through these. This is our assistant director, Kevin and Carrie. They're from Plain City, Ohio. I don't know if you know them, but they were in Jamaica. They're house parents for 8 years, and now they are they're assisting in what we do. You may know Carl and Kristen Hosteller. They're from Woodlawn. They are our current field directors. One thing that we have made a change is Carl and Kristen are going to be our campus pastor. And we'll talk a little bit more about that later. You may know Mike and Janelle Mullett. They are from Fairhaven. They are our outreach managers. So as you guys plan trips to go down and build houses in Jamaica with Family Connect, notice I'm saying as you plan trips, you will be contacting Mike, and Mike will get you all set up. And last but not least is Mr. Brian Burke. He is now our director of operations. I told him to put in the notes here to write down everything, like all of his accomplishments and degrees and all this happy stuff, but he did not do that. He doesn't like that, but he's been a high school teacher. He was a high school teacher for 15 years. The biggest thing that I like about him is that he loves Jesus, and we are so blessed to have him on our team. He's going to come up and share about our programs.
Morning again, everyone. All right, so based on the time, I think we have to go through as quickly as possible. But as Duane would have expressed, we will have information at the back. So if you have questions, then we will be more than happy to answer those questions as you leave the house of God. All right, the programs that we have there are Little Miracles Children's Home, Blackburn Learning Center, we're going to be talking about that a little bit, Blossom Girls Program, the Family Connect Program, and also the JRM Store. But let's quickly talk about the Little Miracles Children's Home. The Children's Home, that would have been our first area of operation and still is one of our biggest area or main area. It's located on the main campus there in Montego Bay, Jamaica. And we house, we care for children there ages 0 through 8. Those are the nice ages, right? Yes, the best ages. So we care for children from ages 0 through 8. And we're a licensed children's home in Jamaica. And Laverne would have spoken to the fact that they're excited in getting Cody, who is a part of the children's home there in Jamaica. Now, care is provided by aunties who would devote their time anywhere from 18 to 24 months of their lives, and they come down and live in Jamaica, and they provide exceptional care. Can I say the word again? Exceptional care for these children. We try to ensure that we have more of a family setting rather than a group home. So we focus on more the quality versus the quantity, because the children that come out, they understand what it feels like to be a part of family. Many of them that we would take in, they do not have a family. And we try to provide that sense of family for them. Our aim is to make sure that these children feel loved, not just by what we say, but by what we do. So that's the Little Miracles Children's Home. Just going to watch a video here, and this should give a little overview as relates to the Children's Home.
As they heal from the trauma of their past, Little Miracles is set up to function as a large family, giving children the love and support they need. At Little Miracles, we believe that every child deserves a safe and nurturing environment to grow and thrive. Our dedicated staff members and volunteers work tirelessly to create a warm and loving atmosphere, ensuring that each child feels valued and cherished. When children arrive at Little Miracles, they often carry the weight of their past experiences. But here, they are given the opportunity to embark on a journey of healing, surrounded by a community that understands and cares. Our programs are designed to meet the unique needs of each child through therapy, education, and recreational activities. We aim to empower these young individuals to overcome their challenges and build a bright future. Little Miracles strives to create a sense of belonging for every child through connection and healing relationships. Through the support of volunteers and donors, Little Miracles Children's Home continues to provide a haven of love and hope for these remarkable children. Together, we can make a difference in their lives. Join us in creating brighter tomorrows for these resilient young souls. Little Miracles Children's Home, where love, compassion, and healing come together to transform lives. To learn more about our programs and how you can support our mission, please visit our website or contact us at the provided information below.
All right, so that's the Little Miracles Children's Home. And if you're here and interested, feel free to meet us at the back. If you're interested in being a volunteer, we're more than welcome to take your information as you go along. The next program that I want to quickly talk about is Blackburn Learning Center. And this is a basic school, some of us might call it preschool, for children ages 3 to 6 that we operate there in Jamaica. We are responsible for paying staff and making sure that everything runs as it should run there at the school. But this is another opportunity in which we serve the children or the people of Jamaica, where we provide quality education And I want to emphasize the word quality education. The principal or principal there, Mrs. Ellis, she ensures that these children are well taken care of. When they graduate, when they leave, they go to the best schools as they matriculate into higher education. So this is another area that we ensure that we serve the people of Jamaica. We have four staff members there, which includes a cook, and they provide the best working and learning environment for the children there in Montpelier in Jamaica. So that's our program, Blackburn Learning Center. Quickly moving on to the video that would explain a little bit more as to what happens there.
In a world full of possibilities, education is the key that unlocks a brighter future. But what happens when access to quality education is limited? In underserved areas like ours, schools face countless challenges in providing the education our children deserve. Blackburn Learning Center, located in Mount Pelham, is a beacon of hope for our community. However, it's in desperate need of support to provide a safe and nurturing learning environment for our children. Despite the challenges, our dedicated teachers work tirelessly to provide the best education they can. Our students are eager to learn, and their potential is boundless. With your support, we can create a learning environment where their dreams can take flight. We believe that every child deserves a quality education regardless of their circumstances. By becoming a sponsor for our school, you have the power to make a lasting impact on the lives of our students and the community. Join us in transforming the lives of these young minds. Your sponsorship can give them the tools they need to overcome the obstacles they face and pave their way to success. Together, we can build a better future. By investing in education today, we can shape a better tomorrow. Together, let's ensure that every child in our community has the opportunity to thrive and realize their full potential. Contact us today to become a sponsor and be a part of this incredible journey.
All right, so that's Blackburn Learning Center. So some information here, we have about 40 students, and as I told you before, the age range is from ages 3 to 6. The next program is our Blossom Girls program, and I think Duane would have explained that that's where we started when we started to serve in Jamaica, where we were helping out the Blossom Gardens Children's Home. This is a state-run children's home, but they have needs. And when we talk about needs, I think we're somewhere between 60 kids. And you have, to every caregiver, you have a total of maybe about 15 children. And there was a need for help there. So we have short-term volunteers where they come down for 3 months and they serve there five days for the week, Monday through to Friday. So that's another of our program. Our Blossom Girls would have to be ages 18 and above, and then they will come down for 3 months, serve at the Blossom Gardens Children's Home. Now, this is a great opportunity because you'll find out that many of the homes there in Jamaica that are state-run, they have such a need. And we're located in Montego Bay, and this home is located in Montego Bay, which provides an opportunity for us to serve that area very, very well. So that's the Blossom Girls program. Another of our program is the Family Connect program, which is one of our flagship programs, which based on what Duane was saying, I think some of the youth would have come down to serve in that capacity. The Family Connect program, we build houses for families, and not just houses, we try to build homes. We also try to build families through the building of these houses. Let's just before we watch the video, let's just give some information. Now, many persons know Jamaica to be a nice and beautiful place. Isn't this a beautiful picture? Now, I know, and this one as well. Good coffee, good food. We know Jamaica to be a beautiful place, but the reality is it has some terrible truths and realities that deals with how persons live and with respect to their homes. And this program has helped so many Jamaicans with new homes so that they can retain their children, so that they can continue building their families. Just want you to watch this video as it gives you an overview as it relates to the Family Connect program.
In a world where every child deserves a loving home, there's a program that's making a difference. Introducing the Family Connect program. JRM's Family Connect program helps keep families together by providing housing solutions for families in need. With our support, children can stay with their loved ones, creating stability and a nurturing environment. We believe that every child deserves the chance to grow up in a caring and safe environment, surrounded by their family's love and support. Through the Family Connect program, we work to prevent family separation, ensuring that children can stay at home where they belong. These housing projects are accomplished by mission teams that serve through JRM. These mission trips are not just for churches, but for anyone willing to serve. All skill levels are able to contribute. And it is not just the families we help. Our volunteers often discover a sense of purpose, fulfillment, and a newfound understanding of the power of compassion. We offer a range of services, including assistance to furnish the new home, financial counseling, and access to community resources, helping families overcome obstacles and achieve self-sufficiency. The impact of the Family Connect program is truly remarkable. Families find hope, strength, and a renewed sense of purpose, knowing that they have the support they need to stay together. But we can't do it alone. Together, we can make a difference. Join us today and become a part of a movement that keeps families together and builds a brighter future for the children and families of Jamaica. Visit our website or talk to one of our staff to find out how you can get involved.
So that's the Family Connect program. That's a picture of a house that we visited. This family was living in this house for years. And as you can see, there's so many hazards there. The next picture will show you the floor. This is where they cook. And CPFSA is the state-run arm of the government that deals with childcare. And they took the children from the family. And for the family to retain or to regain their children, they would have to get a better house. Now, we would step in and we would assist this family when the group comes, and this is how it runs quickly. So a group would come down for 1 week. You'd spend the first 3 days building the house. We would have already prepared the foundation, the pad, already purchased materials, and everything would be ready. The first 3 days, you will build that house. We hand over the keys on the Wednesday. So you start on the Monday. We hand over the keys on the Wednesday. And that family gets a new home. It is reported to the state-run childcare facility, and they would now start the process to reintegrate that child with the family. And this was one of the success stories where the child would have been taken from the family due to the living conditions, and given the fact that we would have built a new home for the family, then that family was able to reunite with their child. And it is one of the programs that we continue to thank God for the opportunity to serve in that area. We also provide counseling for the families before, during, and even after they would have received the house, and this happens through the Family Services Department, of which I was a part of, but has now handed that over to another staff member. All right, the final program is our JRM store. Now, this is a new program, and we have three thrift stores, two located in South Carolina and one here in Indiana, in Goshen, Indiana. Now, there are opportunities for you to serve. If you feel like you want to volunteer at the thrift store, we can give you more information as it relates to how you can sign up. And just ask us, and we can give you more information on that. But this is a new program. We can give you more information as we go about. I'm going to hand over now to Dwayne based on the time, and he will be continuing the presentation. Thank you.
Maybe Julie and Leanne could stand. My respect. I had it in my notes on this one, but I wasn't looking at this notes. I was looking at these. I applaud you. And Leanne running the JRM store in Goshen, great job. Love it. You guys have done well. I want to share some verses real quick, wrapping up. These verses are very familiar. So what I'm about to say and share with you are just reminders. But it's also something that has been very challenging to me over the years. Another thing that has been very eye-opening to me, and I just had a conversation, I do not remember her name out there, but we were like, I'm always amazed at how was it that I ended up in a Christian family in the United States? Just blows my mind. I didn't ask for it. I didn't pray. I didn't even fast about it. I did nothing. God just planted me in a Christian home in the United States. Two huge blessings that I don't even know the percentage of people that happens to. Not very much. And out of that has created this gratitude and worship. And then also a longing to give back what I have been given. Does that make sense? In short. So Matthew 5, verses 14 to 16. You are the light of the world. I want to point out right away that it says you are. It doesn't say you might be. Or maybe you will be. Or someday you will be. You love Jesus and you're walking with Jesus and you have raised your hand to Jesus. You have come to the door. The door being Jesus. You are the light of the world. I don't know that. Amen, somebody. And now we're not just going to stand at the door. We're going to walk on in. Rooted. Planted. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Ooh, next one. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. So as I'm looking at this picture, I don't know if... You know, here they are looking at this beautiful view. That's our view from the children's home. Some days you don't really care what the view looks like, right, Julie? But it's a very, very beautiful view. But this picture really caught my eye and caught my attention. It's like, I wonder what they're looking at. I wonder what they're thinking. They don't know who their mom and dads are. I mean, I'm pretty sure they're not processing all this stuff. But They just want a mom and dad. They just want to feel safe. They, does it look huge? Do you think they are saying to themselves, I'm a world changer. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to change the world. No, I don't think so. Like some of us sitting, a group this size sitting here, we don't even think that ourselves. Like we don't even realize our definition of a world changer. Because as light, if you are walking with Jesus and you have come to the door and you are a world changer, that means that you are the light. That means you're a world changer. Because darkness doesn't change light. Right? I don't know of a time. But light is what changes, and you are that light. It's one thing to know it. It's another thing to believe it and to live out of what you believe. Does that make sense? I feel like I'm in a living room. I just want to talk like I'm in a living room. So it is our, like what we are trying to do, and it's what you guys are trying to do with your children, is to raise these children realizing who they already are. Because God has made them world changers. So that we have to convince them that they are. I want to share from Psalm 1, 1 to 3. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does will prosper. I'm asking, are you planted or potted? Are you planted by the rivers, or are you potted in this little plastic pot with little roots coming out the side trying to find something? I don't know about you, but in this day and age, we have got to be planted. If we're not planted, we don't realize who we are. And the only reason you can say, I am amazing, because who is the only person that would tell you that? Not your wife. I'm kidding. That was supposed to be funny. Jesus, the only reason we say I am amazing, because Jesus says I am amazing. You ask him tonight. Jesus, do you think I'm amazing? He said, yeah. Like, duh. You are amazing. You are a world changer. So, that was a rabbit trail. Where was I at? So if we have got to be planted, not just asking him for direction, living from him. The other thing that you are is a catalyst. I'm almost done. A catalyst. Does anybody know what a catalyst is? I had to look it up. I know the word. Do you know those words that you know what they are, but you can't really say what they are? So I Googled it and I wrote it down. A catalyst is a substance that increases the rate of a chemical reaction without itself undergoing any change. So you are changing the world. The world is not changing you. Why? Because Jesus Christ is in you. You are a world changer. Somebody say, I'm a world changer. Exactly. Now, this is pretty dear to my heart, so I wrote it down. I took some time and I wrote it down. If I don't read it, who knows what all I'll say. As you love God with all your heart, as you have relationship with him, and we could talk, relationship is a whole message. Like, what is that? What is it? What really is that? As you have a relationship with him, as you are connected to him, planted in him, not just potted, close to him, And then out of that relationship with the Father, you love those around you. As spouses, you love each other with all your heart, emotionally connected. And then you love your children the same way, and your children love their children. There will be generations of world changers because you are choosing to be connected to Jesus. You are a catalyst. It's not just something that you do. It is something that you are. We can do. And we just do. But we're all of a sudden, when we live out of who Jesus says that we are and who we realize how he made us, we don't have to have a list of do's. We're just going to do because we realize who we are. We are planted. As individuals and as families, when you walk into a room, guess what? Light walks in. I don't care if you're at work, a coffee shop. I was going to try and name a coffee shop, and I can't remember the one down here. But anywhere you are, Menards, light walks in. Hope and truth walk in. When you walk into a room, you bring grace, encouragement, and the love of Jesus because Jesus is in you, on you, and around you. You don't just go to church. You are the church. I'll skip the rest. I am always encouraged. Like, I know that you guys are focused on changing the world as a church. That's amazing. Hats off to you guys. It's great. I commend you. I'm also going to challenge you to change the world. You change the world. Do it together, yes. But realize wherever I go, Jesus is in me. And guess what? We choose what we listen to. You ever been in a woods? You hear all the little noises. It's quiet. You're sitting in a tree stand. Dude, you can hear a truck a mile away, or you can hear the little cricket right beside you. Like, you know what I'm talking about. Well, guess what? When we are going throughout our day, we choose what we listen to. I'm talking about the voice of the enemy or Jesus Christ. It's either that. It's one or the other. I don't even know if we have our own thoughts. We either listen to Jesus or we listen. And we get to focus on whatever we listen to. If we would all be quiet right now, we could hear 100 different things. Well, maybe not. Maybe just one. So, I don't really know how to wrap this all up. So I want to remind you that you're a world changer. That's just remember. Say, I'm amazing, I'm a world changer, and I'm a catalyst, and I'm a light. Okay. So just to remind you, I know there's going to be an offering, and I am ever so grateful. But if you want to get involved, pray, donate, volunteer. Those three things. Pray, please put us on your prayer list. I know you have one. Please put us, you don't have to put us at the top, but just put us on there somewhere. And pray for us, because it's not the easiest thing to do what we're doing. And it's really not the easiest thing for you guys to be doing what you're doing. Because we live for this, we are fighting the same guy. So here's some information of how you can get involved. We can go over that. Yeah, but if you have questions, there's out back, there's literature, there's QR codes you can scan if you want to donate, or like there's a family membership. You can get updates all the time. So many things I want to tell you about, and my time is way past. So if you have questions, please let's talk out back. But thank you, and I bless you for how you have partnered already and how you have helped us make this. It's like we're all on the same team. And really, you don't have to go to Jamaica to change the world. You know that. But we're called to Jamaica, and we can't. Like, this is all, everything that's happening down there is because of people like you that are making it happen, and we are ever so grateful. Can I pray for y'all? Can y'all stand?